For the 7 months Dr. Steven Berger was in Kandahar, Afghanistan, he kept a journal. The entries capture challenging moments and highlight differences between his life in Dallas and his life in war. One of the first things he had to get used to was treating blast injuries.
Typically from an improvised explosive device, which is either a roadside bomb, something embedded in a wall that then blows out and into people, vehicle burdened with explosives that rams into another vehicle. 57% of our combat trauma was from blast injuries, from IEDs.
And one of the worst mass casualties of his tour took place just after midnight on October 6th of 2013.
That night, what had happened, there was an Army Ranger unit that had gone out to meet with some people. And when they came out, another person unexpected came out and ended up having a suicide vest, blew up. And then in the response to that, there were several IEDs in place around and multiple other casualties.
4 U.S. soldiers died and 12 major casualties came into the trauma unit. An Army Ranger named Josh Hargis lost both legs.
But he came to us alive. He had about bled out his blood volume. He was not very coherent because he didn't have much blood circulating, pale, could barely get a pulse. We went into gear and got lines in, got blood going, then you intubate them and put them on a ventilator and get them to the operating room to get them stabilized.
Before doctors sent Hargis off for more surgeries, his commanding officer came to the ICU to present his Purple Heart.
He's still lined up, tubed up, sedated, assuming he's just going to find out about his Purple Heart later. And so as he's receiving his Purple Heart, the nurse, Larry Nettles, was holding his arm because it seemed a bit, he just seemed to be agitated. And he finally thought, well, maybe he's trying to do something. So he lets go of his arm and he comes to a full salute. As he's getting his Purple Heart, he's got a tube down his throat breathing for him. Those guys are the ones that make it worth it.
The moment stuck in Berger's mind and was captured by a photographer. Within hours, the picture went viral. It became known as the salute seen around the world. Berger's trauma unit treated not only soldiers, but civilians of all ages. And what shocked Berger was how often his team could save lives.
Many of the patients shot, particularly in the head, would be transferred to us from forward operating bases. So we saw a lot of gunshot wounds or GSWs to the head. And I was amazed at the survival rate, functional survival rate, much more so compared to the GSWs to the head that we see here in the States. I pretty much, if you're shot in the head here in the States, you bad outcome. Over there, we had a 98% survival rate over there. If you came to us alive, 98% of the time, you'd leave alive.
The success was partly science, but mostly training and teamwork, Berger says. Before heading off to Kandahar, his multinational medical unit spent weeks team building and training for mass casualty events.
That team building, that muscle memory building, people don't have the time to do that on the civilian side. So taking this week made all the world of difference. So then we went and now we're in the live trauma center in Afghanistan and things worked because we practiced it.
Berger returned to his family in Dallas in March. He still misses the camaraderie of his military medical unit, but says he's found comfort in Baylor's emergency department, where teamwork is still part of the mission. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.